maybe $2 or $3 for five of them. Sometimes we have six or eight people come playing, and that little old chair comes stuck, look at the place to sit, and we just put them back here in that room. What about where you pitch there?
I think I'm pretty close. How about you? That got stolen from me, but it's not bad.
Where did you, you ever find out how they hide it? Who got it?
Never.
What about you? You located when somebody picked it up?
Right out of my house.
Oh, yeah, I believe I heard about that. So it was my instrument, didn't it?
Yeah, banjo, guitar.
How old were you at?
I was in Scotland.
Uh-oh, I didn't want to
guess. What key are you?
A fiddling day is old, but I'll try to play a little anyhow.
Okay.
Why would you want me to try to play? I don't know too many tunes. I can't think of anymore.
Just play the ones you like the best.
I take my horn and get my fingers to move. How about Fiddler's Dream? You know that one?
We'll see.
You could have had trouble if you wanted to. You know, somebody would be drinking. Not we ought to watch a little bit before we win, and the management say, now we're going to play some music, but we go in here and go throw in chairs and bottles on you. I don't want to look where the back door is at. I don't care about where the fellas are, I'll be getting out. And we ain't going to have no drinking, but there'll be a few folks who ain't making.
Did you ever see much trouble?
No.
With anybody else?
No. Tell you one thing about our talking about a band. The band goes there and they go to drinking on the stage and they'll carry on, ain't along with the whole outfit to fight in the band. And I don't tell the boys now that any trouble starts, just keep on playing. Just don't stop. I played the other night and the thug fell right in on me. Had a heart attack. Stayed at the door there.
Right there.
Right there. Some fellas don't know when to quit calling diggers. They caught for 45 minutes, you know, all day. I tell you, Sergeant O'Shaughnessy, and I looked there on the floor. You see that little couple out there? Some of them fellas is 80 year old. They can't dance 45 minutes like that.
It's hard enough to play that.
That's right, too hard.
Too hard.
They just stand there, close their eyes, and keep on calling.
Ball back.
No, no, that's a ball back. But when you call, has control when he's a call. You got to do what I tell you. Now, Jerry wouldn't want that tune played there. I need old enough tune for him.
They ain't old enough for him.
Oh, no. Jerry, nice to me about the tape. He come in to see me about it.
Did you get some from him?
He gave me some tape for making them. But I made them last June. I never heard a thing of him. He said he was in Tennessee, I don't believe. And about the time I come my big blizzard there and we couldn't get out of in for about a week or two. Well, after we got the road opened up, and after you come up once under the box of tapes. He said to me, he said he wanted to wait till you could bring them in, but he said the snow was out there like it was here, couldn't get in.
Right.
And he put a lot of tunes on there that I didn't play well. Well, I mean, he had never heard them before, I reckon. He liked the sound of them. A new tune sounds better than something that you've been playing all the time.
Uh-huh.
You remember Slim Stags?
Oh, yeah.
I remember old son of the tape. He said, play a tune that wore out. You just played it. And it said, his voice was bad. That's when you play the very best. I guess it could be something to that, but after you wear a tune out, I ain't got much interest in playing them anymore.
Sometimes they come back there, don't they?
Yeah.
You leave them alone.
I'll try one of these. You play St. Andrew?
Oh, I love that, yeah. Indeed?
Yeah. And I'll always tell people not that you're playing guitar, but the one part I'm doing E minor, you know.
E minor?
Yeah.
No, that's right.
Back part.
Thank you.
herbicide. Used to be a farm by the name of Blunden. There was a Blunden called Figures. And he'd been going to college up around in Boston someplace. He learned, he had an old record with Honor, what name of Figures was. He wanted me to learn, I think he did learn. There's no two-card play to life. I mean, that's the general run of it.
Right. Always heard it with that E minor, though, huh?
Well, I don't know where when I first started playing it, and I played the E minor. It seemed to me like Bill Wallington told me that.
All right.
But you know Bill put it
on. Oh, yeah, I know Bill.
I don't worry that. I mean, he comes to me with a deer, and I ordered it done him when he did.
What did you do?
Well, he wanted me, him and that there, Jim Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted to had a dance up North River.
Buffalo Gap.
Yeah, up at Arnworth, up at my Caton Bridge.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
And I heard, found out, he said it wasn't, but they didn't have no dance up there, no clothes or nothing on.
Oh, no.
Oh, I ain't sure.
Where'd you hear that?
Oh, what? Well, I had a good friend of mine flying a little airplane. He flyer, and he went over to Caton Bridge. Once morning we shot over the ridge and down there the water all around there walking around their clothes on. I said on Monday morning, he said somebody walked up to him and told him down to the airplane. He said, what was you going over flying around over there in that section going there? He said, well, I just didn't know what was going on. So I flew over the mountain and seen you down in there. He said, how'd you know it was me? He said, we got the number on the airplane. Dave Baker, who it was. I didn't know if you in there fooling around anymore. Well, we heard that's what they're doing up in there. And at that time, I had Anita Cole, she was a driver, and I was almost out. I played for dance for the naked feet.
Now, I've never known them dance naked, but I've known them just swim in that pond.
Oh, I don't know. So Dwight Bain, he told me the same thing, so I don't know where...
You did a good crowd.
Huh?
You did a good crowd.
Only a few people.
Well, so that... So then you didn't want to go?
I didn't go.
You know who they got? You know who they got to go instead?
Back to you.
A poor substitute.
Oh, no, good. But I just, she heard about it, and she thought it was up there, and of course I didn't want to go up in there and warm it and go over all the niggas people dancing around. They all made pretty good money. I think it's $450.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, it's old, but I never seen much of it.
Didn't
make
the money, did it?
No, it got, I guess it got me a job somehow.
Oh, I'm glad you got it done. Well, it wasn't done to it. She had to phone you, she had the stuff.
Right.
And he said it wasn't done to it. Yeah. I wonder who that far was he brought up
from. You know, I had heard that, I've been over there a lot.
Yeah.
And I know they have a sauna. Know, hot room,
yeah,
a sauna, and they'll get in there naked and then jump in the water just down at that one end. They'll do that, but it never goes any farther than
I didn't
that.
Know they only water here. You can hear a lot of stuff that's not true,
right?
Like I heard a village over around Stanton, Virginia, over there, someplace.
Yeah, that's where he is.
Is he still married to that same woman? Yeah?
No, no,
another.
I think he's going to get married again.
Oh, I didn't see his life. What?
This will be number three.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Well,
do you remember Carlotta?
Yeah,
little Carlotta.
I don't know. It wasn't very nice turning some down, but I didn't think. But
and then Betsy, did you ever meet Betsy?
I never met Betsy. That's one the boy belonged to, wasn't it?
Two boys. Yeah,
two boys. What's their name?
Is it Bart and who's that other fellow? I can't remember.
He always said that about his boy. Anyway, I didn't never seen his wife, and then he made a tape, and I got it. See what the name of it was, but there's some girl playing the piano. Who was that? Really played the piano after a fiddle. Cheap music, real. Oh.
I don't know who that would have been.
Now, I don't know, she must have been down that part of the country. That must have been before he left the first wife. But I was like, trying to think, what muse was it?
I don't recognize that name.
Somebody said she's a big girl, but then she couldn't play the band after fiddle, huh? He didn't know what played the fiddle, she couldn't follow it.
Did you ever play much with any pianos?
I don't know anybody to play a piano. They used to be good for the Canadian fiddlers when they played.
Oh, they do that all
they
the time.
They had a piano play along.
Yeah, that's the way they do it.
Old Don Messer, he had an old party called Charlie Chamberlain. And a particular keyboard. And they had all of them Canadians that almost had a piano. Oh, half of them, a few string banjo, five strings or something like that, and guitar, but most of them would have a piano player.
That's what they do, yeah.
You know many Canadian fiddle players?
Met a few. We went up to Cape Breton a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Boy, it's thick with music up there.
Well, I heard a lot of my music because when I was in the Army up in Newfoundland, I was up there presented us.
Oh, yeah.
Don Messer and I forget what he called them now. They played there for years. I don't hear them more. Well, I don't get new Canadian radio stations down here, but when I was up in the Army up in Newfoundland, you come across there good, you know.
Uh-huh.
At that time, I told Jerry, I could learn a tune. I'd sit around in the day room and listen to him first play for an hour a night while the other boys go to the recreation hall or pull on the bottle court. I didn't go into that. I couldn't. I didn't let them roll that one.
Yeah.
So I learned a few tunes up there. Oh, the Texans real?
No, I don't believe so.
I don't think I'll play it like everybody else. I'll play it my way. After guitar, he had a good movement, and sitting on the square. I lead the fiddle and I play the solo for the square dance, and Bill backed me up and Ray on the banjo, and Dickie Decker, he'd do what he could do, filling in, and Ray Shreve was very good on five-string banjo. Then, I don't know what ever happened to these banjo players.
He was quite a fiddle player, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a bluegrass player.
Right.
He's come to New Creek, and there's no far call, figured his name, Hogman. He's looking at me, he's cross-eyed, so he said, my God, he gonna play? I got to let him play a tune, and I played with him for several years. Oh, hell, he said, nobody won't dance to it. I said, I can't help that. And he played the Red Apple Rag, and he played fast. It's on the one no time over square dance, really.
Right.
But Ray liked to play.
Right.
And I didn't know how in the world. I was talking to Dick Everett. Do you know him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he
said, my dad.
Dick.
You mean Dick, young Dick?
Yeah, old Dick.
I thought that old bear played
fast. All that old thing was Carl. Dick said he said his wife said he got pneumonia. He went over there. He wouldn't go to the doctor. He died over there with it. I don't know. I know he smoked a lot. I never seen Ray Shreve when he went to bed, but he always had a cigarette in his mouth. All the other time of night, he never knocked out. He's always just hanging out there with the girl and all that. You talk with a cigarette in your mouth.
Making nervous, wondering when it
would
fall.
Well,
it
never would fall. No, looks like some kind of war. He had a guitar player from down around Paul Paul. I played with him from over here on Jersey Mountain Road. I said, you knew where he lived?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He might want to make me a tape. He kept a tight team over at the store on about 15. He said, I'll make you a tape. He said, no, I found a guitar player. I don't know how he named him, and I don't know who he was.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe he didn't feel that good. The tape's not that easy thing to sit down and make. And so you know what I mean, I can make more mistakes than on a tape than I have in the world. Just four mistakes, just give me a fiddle and put the tape before. I bet you he's got 30 tunes every tune I play.
Well, what's that for anyway? Every time he brings that
well, in. Well, he don't keep them. He sits up there and there's no battery. He goes down and all that and what and on. And all. That's what he's taking, you know.
What kind of guitar is that?
That's a Martin.
Well, I don't see no thing on it.
A little over top.
Yeah, I do now. I'm going to talk about it.
Oh, right, Jim.
Sure. I'll try anything.
I just took care of you up until I see. I didn't want anything to do about it, Jerry. You ain't got cheap time to assure that cheap time. Well, it didn't exactly sound like a cheap time to me, but I guess it was. I don't know that much about a cheap time.
Yeah, I don't play much.
Nobody don't play gig, nobody wants to hear them. But you could have a violin and book with fiddle tunes in it. It was 100 tunes, it would be 75 if it jigs, real.
Well, I think anywhere except in this country, it's as important kind of music as anything else.
I've been looking at a lot of jigs.
Play jigs up there, of course, in Ireland and Scotland. Every other tune's a tune.
Well, I just play this on the tape, I know you've heard it. 100 years ago, music on the ocean
way. Going
there. Well, I can't tell you that little I know I might have played when my brother Tom played too, but I'm just like, now I could tell you how the chord pattern goes on that.
Yeah,
it's not hard to do, it's just a simple tune. But... Well, you crack down on that fly, you'll hear that on your quarter.
That'd be all right.
I did what you got, Claire, right?
All right, well, I'll get those chords better next time.
Oh,
shit. Why don't you try to play, Joe? Maybe you can name somebody to play.
Oh, I don't know, just, I don't know.
You know how to fiddle, too. You play much bluegrass?
No, never did. Not at all. None. Just play a few tunes.
Yeah. I never played, but I don't guess I could play bluegrass if I wanted to. I used to play quite a few waltzes, but I don't play much of them anymore.
What Jerry was telling me, what's that one, Morning Light or something? Or? You played one for Jerry, he told me to ask after it.
Hornpipe.
No, it was a waltz. Was something about the morning or?
Sunset waltz.
Yeah.
I told that tape. All right, we'll cut.
Yeah, what can you do?
Oh, I think it would be. I'm not sure. Sometimes put that old horse lung, all these all that stuff.
Bengay?
No, no, Bengay, that's some kind of, that makes your women come out of the field. It's all a junior.
You know what that's
called?
Yeah,
horse, yeah, very good. It helps a little. Oh, we're gonna play it, hey, yeah.
What's this called?
Blue Mountain Hornby, that's a Canadian horse, right? If I can get my hands to work on
Thank you.
somebody else.
Grand Town.
From where?
Up out in the town of Trump. Oh, he thinks. I've worked him for years. I don't know what it is. I guess he still makes it. Still plays it. So I don't know. I think I got a tape. Friend gave me a tape of it. He had, I think, it was 100 fiddle tunes on his made.
Mm-hmm.
Off of that Rick Sharp. You know Rick Sharp?
Mm-hmm.
He played a fiddle song, but now he plays a mandolin. He's a bluegrass player. He comes over here sometimes.
What's he play?
Oh, he's been playing the guitar when he's over here, but he did play the dobro, and he played the fiddle when I was a new cricket. He come very nice, but his wife never liked for him to play the fiddle too well. He shot a bicycle for it, just wouldn't. And he could play the fiddle pretty good, and then he played the guitar for the dance, for the really advanced days. Played very well, but the other night, he's out of practice. He said he can't play the fiddle anymore.
Who's been coming over to play with you?
Yeah, you can never tell who's going to be here. It's Wayne Weiler. He always talked to kids, and he got in that big wreck along about that big blizzard. Boy run into him and killed the boy. He's dead out. Wayne puts it up so he can't hardly walk anymore. That's back in January. Tore his box loose.
What's he play?
Oh, he played guitar, just an old dobro, John. And the bass, he played the bass, John, but just the guitar bass.
Elsie, Everett,
yeah.
Blaine Vagans,
Elsie
Zimes. Don't seem to be contracting out.
But
anyway, they... I'll tell you, can't tell who's going to be here.
What's that? Every Tuesday night you do that?
Yeah, we try every Tuesday night. Sometimes it won't be nobody come. Mark told me Steve and Dick would be here this coming week. I never heard anything of it.
He's going to play with Heartland Cat, are you saying?
I don't know. There may be a playing with Pauline Love. You know her.
Pauline?
She was sister to some snakes.
They
had what they called the Little Red Strings.
Now I know I must have met her.
And she's got another woman named Shirley Bourne, plays the mandolin. And Roy Luggett, you know Roy Luggett, plays the fiddle. Yeah, William B. Likens plays the fiddle. From a long while playing, he's got to really, his wife's got a tumor brain or something, he don't get out anymore. I don't know who's playing with him right now, but I believe Dick and Steve is. I believe that's the reason they're over there, I don't know. Because they played over Robin, where we're playing.
What's the first tune you ever learned?
Yeah, it's a pretty fast thing, I don't know. Been so long. I don't know, it might have been a little Ram Jug or something like that. Yeah, I was playing the mandolin for years. That's when my brother Tom was leading the fiddle. My brother Oscar, he played the guitar, and oh, a whole bunch of them played. And after my brother got scattered out, went on work, when I got picked up the fiddle trying to play it. The band changes down in 50 or 60 years a lot. You have to pick up different songs.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Yeah, you know it does, though. I don't have to tell you that, do I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that little, not a little folk, but Lighthead Boys play with you.
Big fella?
Yeah, Chuffy Light.
Yeah, that's Joe Fallon. He still plays with us. That's the three of us. It's me and Sam and Joe Fallon.
Did he play the bass or guitar?
He used to play the bass because we had a fourth person to play the guitar, but then when that fourth person left to become a full-time school teacher, Joe became a guitar player. He's left-handed, you might recall.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it does everything left-handed.
Last time I've seen you for a few years, playing was down at Cape Bridge down there with Joe Gano.
Uh-huh.
One Sunday, wasn't it?
Long time ago.
Yeah, it's been a long while ago. Stonebreaker there, you don't remember?
Oh, yeah. Stoney. Him?
Yeah, they call him.
Yeah.
They called him Windy. I was told about name fit him better than any name I ever seen. He's a good old fella. And he told you how he could play a guitar. He just played, didn't have no pick, just used his thumb pick and his fingers.
Right.
But he could hear music. I mean, if he went over the tune the first time, he didn't get it. The next time, he put it out to find where the chord went.
Uh-huh.
He was good like that. He could hear. Some people can hear it, some can't hear it.
Right.
Sometimes you can play it for 5 or 6 months and play the same tune. The chord comes to play, you think it knocked him off with a chair, and he never changes. Paul said, if you say a player tune and he looks up at you, he knows he's made a mistake, he's okay. If you're never about to lie, watch out.
He'll just stick right to it.
He just don't care, that's all. I will still lay again. I'm kind of playing up to see Joe, but I am no good. You know the Tom and Jerry hornpipe?
I've heard versions of that.
Well, I've got ones you never heard before, but it's about three, there's four parts to that tune.
Four parts?
Yeah, but you'll hear them from an all day and day.